Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God is almighty. It means there's nothing that he can't do and nothing that he cannot do. Nothing that he will not do for his children. And when God tells you something is so, guess what? It is so. It may not look like it's so at the moment, but it is so. God sees beyond the moment to what happens after the moment of resistance. When God looks at on a, when God looks out on a battle, he already sees the conclusion of the battle, that it will be victory for you. You're just looking at the battle. You're looking at those coming against you. You look at the circumstances, but God sees beyond it and says, "You won." I look at the person next to you and say, "Whatever you go through this year, the Word of God says, you will win." So God, when he makes you a promise, he expects you to pursue it in faith, regardless of the giants that confront you. He knew there were giants in the land. That's why he sent them there. He wanted the giants out. One of the spies may have said, "Well, do you think God knew the giants were in the land? He said this is our land, but did he know the giants were in the land?" Yeah, he sent you to remove the giants. God is sending you this year to blaze a trail, not only for you, but for other people behind you. You have to go through some things so that the people behind you can follow you into the blessings of God, so your family, so your children can follow you into the blessings of God. You are going to have to make a decision what voice you're going to listen to, the voice of faith or the voice of fear this year. And that is why it's so important to have the right people in your inner circle. Oh yeah, I'm talking about your booze. And I don't mean your drink. I'm talking about your friends, your posse, the people you let into your life. People in your inner circle matter. These spies were supposed to be the best of the best. They were supposed to be leaders in the congregation. And yet they came back and said, "What God promised, it's there, but we can't do it." But you need to understand something. That without the right inner circle, there'll be people close to you who don't believe in miracles when you need one. There will be people who don't trust God like that when you need one. And all the time you believe in God for your miracle, they'll pull your coat afterwards, after confessing, they'll say, now, just in case he doesn't come through, you need to be making some other plans. You need to face reality. Nobody who has gone through this ever made it through. I believe in God too. I know God can do a miracle, but will he do one for you? Well, that's what I'm believing for. So you need the right people in your inner circle. That's why the Bible says don't be unequally yoked together. See, the people think it's, just those who have never accepted Christ. No, it says unbelievers. Some people don't believe right. And some of them may be in your inner circle. People like this will have a negative effect on your spiritual destiny. Listen to what the spy said. After Caleb said, "Let's go in and take the land," they said, "Listen, we disagree. We can't go up against them. They're stronger than we are." The Bible says, so they spread a bad report about the land among the people. Sometimes your closest friends will say, I can't get through to her. Will you go and tell her, look, let me tell you, now this is a prayer request. And we're intercessors. Let me tell you what's going on. That's gossip. She believes that God is going to do such and such and such for her. I'm trying to tell her it doesn't always happen like that. And I'm telling her to prepare herself just in case it doesn't happen that way. They spread a bad report about the land. And this is, in fact, what they said. They said the land we traveled through and explored will devour anybody who goes in there. We'll eat them up. In fact, all of the inhabitants we saw there, they were huge people. But we saw giants there. And next to them, we were like grasshoppers. And that's what they thought of us, too. Now, how in the world do you know what they thought of you? But many times, because of the way we see ourselves, we think that's the way other people see us. That's the reason why you must know your true identity in God. That you are a child of God. That you have the power of God in you and with you to do the impossible. With God, all things are possible. Don't put yourself under the limitations of other people. God is your Father. And with God, all things are possible. In Numbers chapter 14 and 1, as a result of the evil report, it says the congregation cried all night. And after they cried all night, they grumbled against Moses and Aaron, saying, if only we had died in Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness before we got to this point. And then they said, let's go back to Egypt. Folks, let me say something to you here. The devil's going to try and get you to turn back. The devil is not about you receiving promotion and blessing from God. He is about you not even taking a chance. Don't move from there because you don't want to lose your job and your security. Well, you don't want to be too outspoken about this because your job could be on the line. You don't want to really step out and try something new because it may jeopardize your standing. But the Bible says that God takes us from glory to glory. God is always moving on. God is progressive in what he does in our lives. In fact, he had told Joshua after this, every place the sole of your foot steps, I've given it to you. But you've got to do the stepping. You can't stop stepping and expect God to take you somewhere. The Bible says that the just shall walk by faith. You've got to walk. You've got to make progress in your life. You can't stand still. You've got to be doing something. The Bible says faith as it stands alone is dead. Faith without works is dead. Jesus said that regardless of our situation, we can speak to our mountain of difficulty and it will move.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion Service, April 18th at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us on April 18th for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then, join us Easter Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now, let's get back into today's message.
Now, how many of you believe the Bible? Put your hands down. He said it. He said, if you say it, and you believe it, you will receive it. That's what he said. Now, he was talking about his word. Whatever the Bible says you can have, you can have. There are ignorant people, I call them ignorant affectionately, because they don't either believe the word of God or definitely don't quote it correctly. Those people who say, oh, those kind of Christians, they believe in blabbing and grabbing. Naming and claiming it. See, that's an attitude problem. That's a faith problem. That's a belief problem. If it's in the book, you can have it. I said, if it's in the Bible, you can have it. That's not a denominational issue. That's a doctrinal issue. It's what the Word of God says. We need to believe the Bible. We need to believe that all things are possible to him who believes. If Jesus said it, we should all believe it. Jesus said, you can do it, you can do it. These individuals said, you can't do it. But God had promised the promised land to them. Of course they could do it. But you are going to have the voice of fear opposing you as you go forward this year. Now, the voice of faith in this particular story tried to stand up and help the people. It says in Numbers 14 and 6, two of the men, Joshua and Caleb, they tore their clothes. They got upset when they said they couldn't go in. And they said to all of the people of Israel, listen, the land that we're traveling through is a wonderful place. And if God is pleased with us, he will safely bring us into the land and give it to us. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. But don't rebel against the Lord. Let me warn you, if God says this is his plan, don't rebel because of a lack of faith. Don't be afraid of the people in the land because they are helpless prey to us. They have no protection. The Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them. Folks, listen, when we fear what God says we should not fear, we're rebelling against him. We're making the Lord look weak. Exodus 15 and 3 says, the Lord is a warrior. God wants to go to war in some of the situations in your life. And why are you just sitting back? Well, I just think I'll just wait till it changes. Maybe this is not the time. Maybe this is not the year. It's just not going right. God wants to go to war. Some of the things in your life. But he can only give you when you take the steps for it. He said, any place that your footsteps, I've given it to you. You've got to walk forward. Joshua and Caleb said, with God, we can take them down. In Exodus 14 and 14, it says, the Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. You know what? Sometimes God won't even let you say a word. You want to give them a piece of your mind. They just said the wrong thing. And you want to, you know what? And you can't say a word. Some of you say what you know you shouldn't say. You apologize for that. God's not going to fix that for you. The Bible says the Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. Sometimes God just wants to fight for you. And you need to hold your peace, especially when that holy righteous indignation starts climbing in you. That's not always God. You say, well, Jesus used the whip in the temple. You're not Jesus and you're not in the temple. Don't use that scripture. There was a scripture. There was an individual, actually, that was trying to use the scriptures to, you know, every scripture he found, they were saying, God, give me a word, give me a word, give me a word. And they'd go through the scriptures and they'd find some scriptures that really didn't apply to the situation. And it's quite bizarre, in fact. But they just believe if I just find the scripture, I can say it. And then they came across the scripture that said Judas hung himself. And they said, well, I know that's not for me. And then the next scripture said, go and do likewise. And they said, I'm not going to use the Bible for that anymore. See, you can't just take scriptures and put them where you want to put them. I'm going to give you a piece of my mind because Jesus took out the whip in the temple. I'm going to whoop you out of this place. I know you're the boss. I know you're the manager, but I'm going to whoop you out of this place. But the security is going to come and escort you out of that place. Deuteronomy 20:20-4 says, God is going to be with you and he is going to fight against your enemies. Listen, you need to pray and realize that God will guide you and direct you in every area of your life, even through those circumstances. When you see the circumstances, when you see the giants of this year come against you, that's the time to stop and pray. Moses, standing at the Red Sea, he held out the rod after God had told him, go across. He held out the rod and he said, the Bible says, he said, to the people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But then he gave you the next verse that actually said Moses was saying, help, help, help. What am I supposed to do? When you come against those giants blocking you, listen, you have got to use the word of God. You have got to use the sword of the Spirit. The Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All weapons will be formed. It's not going to prosper. It's not going to succeed. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is not taking me down. It's taking me over. The Bible said of the children of Israel, when they went up against Jericho, the walls were so high, but God made them fall down flat, and the people actually stepped on top of what was something that was supposed to block them from getting in, and it helped them to get over. Some of the things that you will encounter this year that are supposed to be a block in your way, God is going to allow it to be a stepping stone to your success. Ask God to give you the wisdom. Ask God to give you wisdom on who to talk to, how to talk to them, how you should behave. The Bible says that David behaved wisely going in and going out. You can't just behave according to a situation. You need the wisdom of God. God will tell you how to behave. We can learn a lot from David. He was a young man who fought a giant. How many of you know the story? In 1 Samuel chapter 17, it talks about Goliath. He was a champion of the Philistines. He was 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet. His bronze coat to keep him safe was 125 pounds. He also wore a bronze leg armor. He had a bronze javelin. The tip of his spear was 15 pounds, and little David came up against him. Folks, let me say this. It's not the size of your opposition that you should be worried about. You should be thinking about the size of your God. God can do all things. Don't you dare look at other people and measure yourself by other people and what they've gone through. The Bible says that we should never measure ourselves against other people. Jesus Christ is to be our measurement. He's our example. And as much as I can see, he did miracles. God always answered his prayer, and miracles were performed. David said to Saul, don't let anybody be discouraged because of this giant. I'll fight him. Saul said, he's been a warrior since his youth. What are you talking about? David said, well, let me just give you my bio. Here, take this resume. When I was watching the sheep many times, a lion or a bear would come and they would take the sheep and I'd run after it. I would attack it and save the sheep. I took it out of its mouth. And when it attacked me, I caught it by its fur and I hit it and I killed it. And Saul said, you did that? He said, yes, I did. God helped me to do it. He said, and if I, your servant, have killed both lions and bears, this Philistine will be like one of them because he has spoken against the armies of the living God. God wants somebody to stand up for him today. David knew enough about God to know that he was real and that the armies of God, the angels of God, were standing there with him up against the challenge of the giant. You need to remember that regardless of what you go through this year, the angels of God are guarding you. They're watching over you. The Bible says they'll even lift you up in times when the devil throws something at you. If you can't get out of the way, the angels will just lift you up and it'll go right under you. He said, the Lord who saved me from the lion and the bear will save me from this Philistine. Finally, Saul said, well, go and may the Lord be with you. Now, the devil wants to deceive you. He wants to make you think, look, you're not going to make it. This giant, this situation, you can't possibly make this. I have rallied all of my demons against you. You cannot do it. You can't make it. Can I tell you something, folks? God created you to be a giant killer. Look at the person and say, it doesn't matter what you come against this year. You were created to be a giant killer. Now, these are the things you need to remember for success. Number one, remember who God is. I said, it does not matter what the opposition is, remember who God is. The second thing is God wants you to believe his word and his promises. Everything you do has to be based on the word of God. And God wants you to remember the miracles in your life. God wants you to remember your past victories. God wants you to go forward in faith, knowing if he did this and he did this and he did this and I'm not dead yet, then he'll do this. If all those people passed away last year and I'm still here, I'm supposed to be here. The devil can't take me down. This situation will not take me down. There's a purpose I must fulfill in life. There is something more God wants me to do. And God says, I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I can only be above. I can never be beneath. He said, I'm blessed when I come in. He said, I'm blessed when I go out. He said, he'll bless the work of my hands. That's why I need working hands. He said, if the enemy comes against me one way, keep on watching them, because before they hit me, they'll turn around and be going in seven different directions. Ooh, I want to see that. It's a beautiful sight. And it begins in that chapter with, if we will obey the Lord our God, then all of these blessings will come upon us this year.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of Killing Giants Blocking Destiny. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, as a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word, every day, we just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their lives. I pray for a blessing upon them today. Whatever they need, meet that need in their lives. In
devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.